Whisper 4, Whiskey Tango, Foxtrot, just calling out to see if there's anybody out there who wants to talk to some scouts that took a radio merit badge today. Over.
SST.
SST, over.
Correct. I used to be a commissioner in the scouts. I can talk to him.
That's outstanding. Thank you. So I'm gonna hand you off to a young man who's gonna chat with you just for a minute. So feel free to ask him any questions, but I'll have him introduce himself first.
This is Cyrus Sellers. How are you?
Okay. You don't have to speak fast. Don't let the microphone. Don't let go of the microphone real quick because it cuts off part of what you're saying. I didn't get your name, but my name is Ronnie. I used to be involved with the Scouts back in the 1900s, 20 years ago. What grade are you in school?
Seventh grade. I'm in Troop 31 in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. Well, what questions do you have?
Have you had your radio license?
I got my license in 1956, and I think that's 60-some years.
A scout committee, or were you a scoutmaster?
I was a commissioner. I was never in the scouts, but I was a commissioner. My son was in the scouts, and most of the scouts that he was with became Eagle Scouts. And when they have their meetings, they sit back and watch what goes on at the meeting, and then they make recommendations to the scoutmaster or tell them about new things that are coming up. They don't actually work with the scouts. They work more with the scoutmaster, although I have gone to camp with the scouts. I guess at this age you've probably gone to a few camps, and you know how to make a chocolate pudding that doesn't gel?
Camp Old Indian right now.
Very good. Try to get as much help as you can on your merit badges so that if you do decide to become an Eagle Scout, you'll have everything you need. But it takes a lot of work. If your parents work with you and push you to do the things you don't want to do, you can become an Eagle Scout.
Advice.
For WTF, I appreciate that. They just came over. I have two of them here. Only one wanted to talk. They both completed their radio merit badge earlier, and I told them that they could come by because I'm hanging out on HF and got this going. So they wanted to reach out and talk to someone. So I really do appreciate it.
Well, if the band conditions improve, Jam Berry on the Air is a lot of fun, as I've ran it for years. And with the troop, they got so used to operating my radio that I just would stand there and watch them. I didn't have to actually do anything. So if the conditions are good this coming year and you can get on, it's really interesting to get into other countries. And my biggest thing was I made up a list of what to ask people, what things were in other countries, as a car, a house, a knife, a fork, what they did in school, what grades, what they liked. I had a whole list of things, and they would get on and, you know, just talk about what they liked and what they did not like. So if you get in the jamboree, you might consider doing that.
Great idea. I plan on doing more next year. This past year, I was actually here at Camp Old Indian. It was Cub Parent Weekend, and I'm a Cub Master. So I had my radio and pulled it out and threw a wire up, and they got to talk to somebody all the way out in California, so they thought that was cool, the two or three that were hanging around.
Word of advice, I guess you've gone through a few camps, but the first thing you do when you get to camp, find out when you're going to stay at camp. Find out who's friends and when they put up their hands, who's friends, separate them as far apart as you can.
I understand that. I haven't been on many troop campouts up here, but I've been on a couple, my fair share of Cub Scout campouts, and yeah, I wish you could separate them that easy. Those guys always end up running around together.
They're separated because you can't get anything done if they're together. You know, if they're together, they're trying to do out one another, and they're not getting anything done. So if you can separate them, then it does work out much better.
I am that. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it, man. We're going to say 73. It's getting a little cold, and these two boys have a campfire to do, and maybe do some skits or something tonight.
Okay, I'm usually on scan, so if you call and I'm here, I'll be only too happy to respond. K2SST.
VTF.